Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, that was just you. You can't handle the truth. Don't watch the listener program. What's up, everybody? We are back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. So I tell you what, I'm going to give the phone number out tonight. It's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. One more time, 646-668-2838. Back and better than ever, it's the Ron Kelly Show. All right, happy Halloween to those of us who celebrate that type of thing. Shout out to my church brother, Victor McLean, who has made it abundantly clear that Halloween is some type of voodoo worship. And hello to everybody who attends Christ Church in Rockaway, New Jersey, where I go. They also have a campus in Montclair, where I live, but I like Rockaway better. Anyway, shout out to everybody out there who attends Christ Church. Shout out to Pastor David Island and all the people I work with out there, the media team. And you will find me, your friendly neighborhood boom cameraman, on Sundays, volunteering to help God's word get spread across the land. Okay, and now, unlike my friend Victor, I say, hey, live and let live. If anyone out there wants to do the Halloween thing, you know, more power to you. Got a packed, I'm like super packed tonight with the program. And I just need to say, you know, I reached out to Passaic County Sheriff's candidate Daryl Woolridge, I think his name is. I reached out to Mr. Woolridge, no response. I reached out to some of the people who Mr. Woolridge works with, no response. So, you know, this would have been his last opportunity before Election Day, because the Election Day is the 4th, which is Monday or Tuesday coming up. So, you know, I did extend the opportunity for Mr. Woolridge to come on to the Ron Kelly Show, but he did not show. He did reach out to me, and I just missed out with the number and all, but I reached out to some people who are advocates for him, and they decided I wasn't important enough. Anyway, shout out to everybody who watches the Ron Kelly Show every week. Shout out to all my listeners out there all across this fruited plain who listen to the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. All right, so the ayes have it, and the impeachment investigation for Mr. Trump just shifted into high gear. Oh, boy. And as required, the Congress of the United States of America has voted to hold impeachment hearings in an attempt to remove the president from office, which probably won't happen anyway, because the Republicans, the Democrats are the majority in the Congress, but the shout out to Shakima D. Ford. Everybody, yo, check out Shakima. Check out AIDS. My niece, Shakima D. Ford. Check her out. She can help you out. I know you'll see her posts all over the place regarding credit repair. Now, as I've said to you earlier, let me just divert to this for a second. She's very important to me. And there's no quick fix. There's no magic powder. There's no magic potion. You know, it's a methodical situation that you need to be totally devoted to it and take time to watch it grow. So you make sure you shout out Shakima D. Ford and her organization, and they can help you get your act together. Okay, so the impeachment hearings were voted in today, and we're going to have the attempt to remove the president from office. And as I said earlier, it probably won't happen, because the Republicans lead the Senate, the Democrats have a lead in Congress. So, you know, even though the Congress voted for the impeachment hearings, it will have to move up to the Senate, because the Senate is a higher Congress, for the lack of a better word. And it's up to the Senate to decide who is going to, whether President Trump is going to be kicked out of the White House, which I just don't believe that'll happen. And the results, what will happen if that happens? I'll get into that a little bit later on. Now, it seems highly unlikely the Senate will vote him out unless there's some bombshell, nuclear bombshell, that comes out in the course of the impeachment hearings, and the Senate will have no other choice but to impeach Trump. So all you Never Trumpers out there who have devoted your lives, devoted your Facebook pages to disparaging the president, so all you Never Trumpers out there who have devoted your lives to disparaging Mr. Trump, your wish has been granted. All right, great to have you guys. And listen, you know, I mentioned we're going to talk about the emasculation of the black man. We're going to talk about the emasculation of the black man and our black women unwittingly. And I'm trying to be nice here. Are black women unwittingly assisting in the emasculation of the black man? We will talk about that tonight. And I'll have some other stuff I need to talk about as well. But, you know, they're putting the DA, the Amber Geiger DA, is they're trying to charge him with a contempt of court because he spoke during the Amber Geiger. Judge Kemp put a gag order on the trial, and the DA in the case spoke to somebody on television. So now they're trying to do it. So I got a lot going on here tonight, but that's one of my main topics, is the emasculation of the black man or black women assisting in the emasculation of the black man. We'll talk about that. And 646-668-2838. You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm most of the people who listen to the radio show on radio call in. It's rare that somebody who watches on Facebook calls in. But in any case, you can put your information, not your information, you can put your comment on Facebook Live if you're watching the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. So yeah, we're gonna start trouble tonight. The emasculation of the black man and our black women assisting in that. We got a lot to talk about tonight. All right, so great to have you guys in. Got a lot to talk about. It's rainy Thursday, Halloween night. Speaking of Halloween, there's a few towns, at least here in New Jersey, where broadcast originates, that have canceled Halloween. Now, how can you cancel Halloween until tomorrow or Saturday, because there was an expected weather event that the powers that be, the mayors and whatever, felt that it would be an issue if folks would bring the kids out, that they'd get swept away in the high winds that we are expecting. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's watching the program. So they canceled Halloween. Now, you know, when I was a kid, I wouldn't care if it was gale force winds, a hurricane. I was going to trick-or-treat and get my candy. And I wait for Halloween all year long. So I was getting my candy. I didn't care what the weather was. So there's a couple of towns that have decided that the weather tonight is going to be too bad. So they're canceling Halloween. So what happens? So if a kid goes out and cancels in Halloween, if a kid goes out on trick or treats anyway, will the kid get locked up or sent home if they decide to go out anyway? I suppose that would depend on where you live. But okay, so I'm going to delve into this impeachment proceeding during the program. What happens if he's actually removed? And I posted a little something on Facebook today about women, specifically black women. Now, I love my melanin queens. I really do. I love my black women. Love them. I've never seriously dated anyone outside of black. And it's not that I got anything against white women or Asian or Puerto Rican or whatever the case may be. It's just that, you know, my preference has been my beautiful black sisters. But I posted a little something on Facebook today about women, specifically black women, since I have very little experience with any other ethnic group of women, and about how some women, black women especially, will say that they want somebody to lead, and then they'll tell you, but you can't tell me what to do. So I mean, a couple of women did respond to it. I know the rest of them were mad. You know, black women are mad a lot. But anyway, we are packed tonight with some very controversial and thought-provoking programming tonight as we explore the emasculation of the black man and as a black woman assisting. Take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. Shout out to Eric. I can't think of his last name. Who does a radio show. Beautiful graphics. I'll get into that when I come back. Anyway, take a quick break. Come right back with more of this show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
No, we're back now. We're back. I got to get these buttons right. We're back now. I got to do everything. I need some help with the show. Damn it. Anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Just about 13 minutes. Oh, that was a little bit early. It's 13 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We got to jump right into this. Okay, to emasculate is to deprive a man of his male role or identity. That's the Webster's definition for emasculate. To deprive a man of his male role or identity. That's the definition of emasculate. And, you know, and part of the emasculation, actually it started taking place like way, way back in the slavery days. Another definition for emasculation The emasculation of a human male is the removal of both the penis and the testicles, the external male sex organs. Depending on this context, this may be seen as consensual body modification or genital mutilation. Yeah, so that's what it was back in the day, back in the slavery days. The slave owner would cut the organs, the male organs, off of the black man. Because for fear of that, the black man would put it down on one of their wives, and the wife would be running out the door. So, but here's one of the processes of the emasculation of the black man has been through movies. Because we have so many, you have Tyler Perry who plays Medea, you had Eddie Murphy, so many black. The only one who wouldn't do it was Denzel Washington. But we have so many. Part of the emasculation of the black man came through Hollywood, and there were so many black men, black stars who felt like they needed to dress up as women. In order to do certain movies like Martin Lawrence was did the movie where he was Big Mama. And it, you know, and I said Tyler Perry, who does Madea, and there's so many other people, you know, there's so many other people, so many black brothers who have done movies dressed as women. Wesley Snipes and Zhu Fong Chu, he was a woman in his. Martin Lawrence, like I said, Eddie Murphy was a, you know, was a woman in some of his movies. Tyler Perry. So some of these, some of the emasculation of the black man took place in Hollywood. And the only black actor that I know of who did not dress up as a woman, I haven't seen Will Smith and I haven't seen Denzel Washington, but many of the other ones have dressed up as women in their movies. Now, that's part of the emasculation of black men in movies and television, where black men have been told or ordered or whatever the case may be. And I'm sure that they probably had, they could have said no, but this is part of it. This was part of it. So, now that's just one aspect of it. You know, there was, you know, when I was doing the research for the show, I saw there was a lot of information. I mean, a lot of information, and lots of books regarding this topic. So you can go on like Amazon, and there's lots of interesting books, and even some podcasts that I heard in regards to this. A lot of interesting stuff in regards to the escalation of the black man. But you notice when I said that deprive a man of his male role or identity, that's exactly what's taking place in the black community with black women who are emasculating the black man by wanting to take on more of a role. You see, because the black women, I mean, I'm not talking about all black women, but it's been my experience that black women, you know, a lot of times you hear, I don't need no man. See, that's a form right there of emasculation. When a black woman says, I don't need no man, I don't need no black man, or I don't need no man, that's a form of emasculation because you're depriving a man of his role or identity. You know, a lot of times when you get married to black women and they want to have more of a role and they want to, you know, it's not that they want to be your assistant. A lot of times they want to be your equal. And it's just not like that. You know, it's not like that. If you read the Bible, I don't read the Bible that much. If you read the Bible, it says in the Bible that, you know, that women were made for what they were made for and men were made for what they were made for. And the female equivalent of emasculate is masculinized, is a much more common term and is often used for making a female more like a man. You know, so you hear that all the time. Oh, I don't need no man. Or I'm good. You know, I don't need no man. I'm all right. You hear that all the time. And that's a form of that is a form of, you know, of emasculating the black man. I said, I don't need you. So what does that say? I don't need you. You know? So that's you know, we have Hollywood that's contributing to it, and then we have the black woman. And now it may be I'm not saying that the women are, you know, that they're doing it on purpose or anything like that. I mean, maybe they are. I'm not saying they're doing it on purpose, but there's an emasculation of the black man by our own black women who won't allow us in some cases to be, you know, the man of the house. Just won't allow you to be the man of the house. It's got to be equal. It's got to be, you know, and it's just not the way it should be. It's just not the way it should be. But there's a lot. I mean, you know, when I was doing the background for the show, there's a lot. And I was shocked that there was so much information I was shocked and surprised that there was so much information in regards to the emasculation of black men, emasculation of a man in general. you know. Now, from this, this is from this piece, Exploring Representations of Black Masculinity. This piece talks about, there was something I was just looking at, the criminal representations of black men on television. Now, representations of African Americans on the news are negative. We all know that. In their investigation of depictions of violence on local television news in Chicago, these two people, investigative reporters, found a tremendous racial slant. Their results demonstrated that blacks are depicted as individuals who commit a lot of crime, while whites are positioned as being crime victims. So it's a, you know, it's bad enough that we have the news media and we have also television, movies that are, you know, that are actively emasculating the black man. Then we have our women that are doing it as well. The TV show Parenthood, they questioned whether depictions of black masculinity represented through Parenthood's character, Alex, are empowering or stereotypical. Now, I'm not sure who Alex is, but it's probably a character who's not really hardcore. And, you know, and it's another thing that Moonlight and all of these movies who where black men were, you know, where the black men and the power that they represent was taken out of the script, where black men were not, didn't have roles of leadership roles. You see it on television, you know, black men, you know, he comes in and he's not taking care of his kids. He's, you know, all of this is part of the emasculation of black men, all of this stuff, you know, and this is what's happening. And this is something that we don't need our black women to be, we really don't need our black women to be taken apart in the emasculation, you know, of the black man. I want to share something with y'all. I must have cut it off by accident. I'm telling you, there's a book that that you guys might want to get, and women too. It's called The Myth of the Impotent Black Male by Robert Staples. The Myth of the Impotent Black Male. Matter of fact, I'm going to get this book. It was written in 1971. The Myth of the Impotent Black Male. It's 47 hours. So it must be pretty good. Anyway, that's a movie. That's my book. My book. Yeah, because we used to have the Ron Kelly Show book of the week. Remember, I used to have that a long time ago when I had my website, and I kind of killed it. Because nobody reads anymore. Now nobody reads. Nobody reads. It's all kinds of stuff, and nobody is reading. But I need to regroup here. Okay, let me take another quick break, and I'll come back and expound more on this. We'll take a break and come right back. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Ron Kelly Show.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
All right, 26 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, RonKellyShow.com. So it's on and popping. The impeachment proceedings will take place, and we're going to find out everything that was supposedly went on. So it's going to be right against left, finger pointing across the aisle. It's going to be completely crazy and ridiculous. And now we have to suffer through this for the next couple of weeks as the accusations fly across the room between the Republicans and the Democrats in this this Trump nonsense that's been going on actually for 3 years. And come to think of it, you know, there's only a year left. So it's been 3 years since Donald Trump was elected president of this here United States of America. And with three It's been 3 years already. There's one more year left. You see how time flies when you're scared to death. So there's 3 years left. I mean, it's 1 year left. So, yeah, wow. It seems like only yesterday that Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. And now here we are. And that was in 2016. Now it's November 2016. Now it's November almost of 2019. Next week it'll be November. And it's already been 3 years since Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. And now we have this impeachment stuff. But you don't like to see this because, you know, you have people are watching this stuff. You know, there's people in other countries are watching this. They're watching, you know, what we're doing. They're watching, you know, the president and what he's been accused of doing. And I believe that he did it. You know, I believe 100% that he tried to turn the screws to the Ukrainian president to get information on Biden and his son because he was afraid that Biden would beat him. But now, as it turns out, it looks like the lady, I forget her name, is Elizabeth Warren is now the front runner, which, oh, God, please don't let her get elected, please. Please don't let Elizabeth Warren get elected. You see, because, you know, and I've said this a couple times, and I'm not ashamed to say that there's some things that Trump does that I agree with. Birthright citizenship, kill it. Stop it. You know, should people wait outside of the country before they're granted asylum? Yes, I believe in that 100%. Should people have to prove do they have some kind of income? Are they going to have some kind of help when they come in here? Yes, I agree with that. And I know it sounds harsh, but, you know, and I know it sounds harsh, but hey, look, somebody's got to bite the bullet, you know, because everything that, you know, the United States of America is not a business. The United States of America is not a business. It's a country. It's a republic that collects taxes from its citizens to pay for what, for you know, collects taxes from its citizens to pay its to fund its budget. That's what the United States is. It's not a business. So the United States doesn't make money. The only way the United States gets money is when it gets it from us. So when the United States has to fund these programs, the money comes from us, those of us who work. Anyway, now I got to tell you, I get slammed every week because I don't have any dependents. I don't have any children that are under the age. I don't have any children that are young enough for me to claim. My youngest son just turned 18. And I ain't having no more. So that's it. And so I get, you know, my head chopped off every week. And I haven't gotten a refund check in years because they say I make too much. Picture that. But, there's a lot of things that he says and does that I definitely agree with. Now, how he does it and his demeanor and his disrespectful, you did all that stuff, that, you know, I have to take another look at that. But there's some things that he does that I do agree with. All right, it's at half past the hour, just a few seconds past half past the hour right here on the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. I reached out to Darren Woolridge, whatever his name is. Darren Woolridge, I did reach out to try to get him to come on the Ron Kelly Show. And I wasn't able to, I mean, he did, I reached out to him. He did eventually reach out to me once he heard that I had reached out to him. And so it's probably my fault, but I did reach out to a couple of people who I wouldn't say represented, but a couple of his supporters. And they failed miserably to get back to me. So, you know, but I did reach out to try to get Darryl Woolridge, who is the Passaic County Sheriff of Canada, is a shot at coming on the Ron Kelly Show, just as the current sheriff, Richard Burdnick, was a guest on the Ron Kelly Show, and the former sheriff, Sheriff Speziano, Jerry Speziano was the sheriff of Passaic County, and he did also make an appearance on the Ron Kelly Show. So, oh well, sorry, dear, my brother, but I did try to reach out to you. Okay, so, you know, so, yeah, we got this thing going on with the president, and, oh, man, I don't know, but we'll see. I mean, it's going to be ugly, and, you know, because the crux of the story is that President Trump withheld military aid to the Ukraine. It's not really the Ukraine, it's Ukraine. So Donald Trump withheld military assistance to Ukraine. Now, Hunter Biden, who is the son of Joe Biden, the former vice president of the United States, served under the president, Barack Obama, for 8 years. And Hunter Biden worked for a company in Ukraine. This is the story. Hunter Biden worked for a company in Ukraine, and President Trump is trying to dig up dirt on Joe Biden's son, Hunter. And so the story is that President Trump called president of Ukraine and said, look, you know, I need some dirt on Biden, or you're not going to get this money. Or he hinted that he wouldn't get the money. Or he, you know, somehow or another, the message allegedly had been relayed that the money wasn't coming, about $400 million, I'm sure the Ukraine could really use. And so the contention is that President Trump made the president of Ukraine feel like he wasn't going to get that money unless they dug up some information on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, which he never got anyway. So this is the contention, and this is what the impeachment proceedings really is all about, because we already had the Russia probe, which was done, and, you know, there was nothing there, really. There was really nothing there. If there was something there, we never found out about it. So the Russia probe was virtually over. So now we had this. So here we go. So this is going to be, you know, this is going to be crazy. So I'm looking forward to all the nonsense. You know, I'll be covering it. I may talk about it every now and then. I mean, not that often, but I will talk about it every now and then. I mean, there's a lot of information. Guys, you know, you can jump on this stuff. There's a lot of information here regarding the emasculation of the black man. And they don't talk about the emasculation of black men by black women so much. You know, there's not a whole lot of information on that, you know. But you know, as a black man, that black women do buck up at us, and they don't, in a lot of cases, they don't respect us. And it doesn't matter, like, what you're doing or what you're not doing. Sometimes it's just a, you know, because, like, I was talking to somebody about white women, for example. And white women don't approach you the way black women do. See, because white women, you know, I mean, I've had conversations with white women in my lifetime, and, you know, and they don't assume that you got 10 baby mamas and you don't work and you're living in somebody's basement. They don't assume all of that the way black women do. See, when you meet a black woman, she assumes, you know, oh, shout out to Lamont Gates. All right, cool. Lamont Gates is writing a new show. All right, I'll be looking forward to hearing that, Lamont Gates. Maybe I can come on as a guest. Shout out to Cynthia Turnquist Jones, who put a picture of French fries. Who put a picture of a plate of French fries on Facebook. They were tasty looking. Anyway, so I knew I'd get you back. Well, wasn't trying to get you back, Lamont, but I knew that the radio bug would bite you once again. So congratulations with that. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Writing a new show. Okay. Good deal. All right. Yeah. So there's not a whole lot of information about, you know, but like when you meet a white woman, like I've talked to white women in different situations, you know, they don't assume that you're like the devil reincarnated. Like black women, it seems to me, assume that, you know, like if you look on the black people meeting some of the websites, which I've been on some of them, and I'm a single guy, you know, I'm not in a relationship right now. Now I've looked on some of those sites, and the first thing that the black women say, you know, is the worst kind of things you can say about a man. You know, no baby mamas, no Russian roulette, no this, no that, no the other. And I'm like, wow, why are you saying all of that? You know, now when you look on, if you ever look on black meat or something like that, there's white women on there. They're trying to, whatever it is they're trying to do. And you can see, like with white women, when you read their profiles, you don't see all of this stuff about baby mamas and you're living on somebody's couch, you're not working. You know, when you look on a black woman's profile, you see all of these do's and don'ts. Don't be separated or it's complicated or is that because of what black women have gone through in their lifetimes? Is all of that, you know, because I can go on Black People Meet right now and you can see, I'm not gonna say anybody's name, but you can see how the women, the black women, when they write their profiles, there's so many don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other, don't be this, don't be that, don't be the other. And I'm like, wow. It's really, you know, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Because the assumption is that the black man has some, you know, baby mama drama. He's probably married, sneaking, tipping around. That's the some sort of stereotype that Hollywood plays out on black men. Black women play out the same stereotype. You know, not working, irresponsible, won't take care of the kids, got chicks all over the place. This is what the stereotype of black men. Coming from black women. But when you go on there and you look and you see, like, well, white women, they don't know, they know it's a black website, but they don't look for, they don't say to the black man, oh, you know, they don't say, oh, don't have this many kids, don't have, you know, they don't say none of that. You know, but when you read the profile of the black women, all you see is no baby mama drama, no, you know, sleeping on somebody's couch, no, it's complicated, no, I mean, it's just ridiculous how many things you see where black women you know, put out all these, put out these negative energy, you know. I'm like, wow. Know this, know that, know the other. But you see, but the emasculation of the black man takes place in more places than you would think. Now, back in the slavery days, the white man was afraid of the black man. Black man, you know, nobody was working out back then, but the black man was always cut up, you know, toned, you know, black skin, you know, and some of the white wives, the wives of the slave owners liked that, you know. So the black, so the white slave owners felt threatened by the black man, and they were, they were threatened, and they felt threatened by the black man, so they would, so the white slave owner would humiliate and emasculate the black man to dull his attractiveness. Sometimes they would cut off the genitals of the white man, black man. They knew that the black man was mostly more endowed than the white man. I mean, they know that. And there was no porno back then, but they knew. So that's was part of it. The emasculation was cutting off the genitals of the black man. You know. But the black woman, you know, again, when you see the, when I meet black women, it's, you know, it's like, don't do this, don't do that. I hope you ain't doing this. I hope you're not doing that. I hope you're not doing this. So I guess it's just, you know, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but I guess it's just the, you know, I guess it's just the situational, you know, some of the things that happen to our black women, and they just kind of carry it around, you know. I'm not going to say that the black man is responsible for it. No, I won't say that at all. But, so black women, you know, we definitely could use some more support from the black women. Definitely could use some more support, because we got it coming from all different types of ways. You got it coming from Hollywood. You got it coming from industry. You have it coming from all over the place where the emasculation of the black man is taking place. You know, dressing up as women in movies. And, you know, Martin was Wanda, and, you know, Eddie Murphy played a woman in one of those movies. Martin was a woman in his movie. Tyler Perry. And, I mean, some of the most masculine guys out there. You know, Wesley Snipes. And, you know, and the young brother who played Martin's son, Martin Lawrence's son, in the second Big Mama movie, says that he wish he had done that. He already regrets it. You know, he already, I don't have his name here in front of me, but he regrets playing Big Mama. The young brother who played Martin Lawrence's son in the Big Mama movies is already regrets playing Big Mama's house already. So, the Big Mama movie, I think it was Big Mama 2. God, that was a Big Mama 3. Oh my God, really? Yeah. So anyway, take a quick break. Let me see what time is it. About 15 minutes before the hour. I'll take a quick break. Come back and get out of here. Got lots more to talk about. We'll be back in just a minute. It's Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One,
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody. Shout out to my niece. Shakima D. Ford, everybody. Shakima D. Ford. If you got issues with your credit, I know a lot of us do. And, you know, you might be a little bit embarrassed. Hey, look, it happens to everybody. Lose a job. You know, things start going sideways. Next thing you know, your credit has suffered. But there is hope. You can get your credit back. Now, don't believe those people who tell you that they can fix it and file, you know, they can fix it in a certain amount of time. No, it takes time. It takes time. Sometimes it takes us up to a year or so to get your credit back together. You know, things have to fall off. Things have to be removed. So you make sure you talk to the Shakima D. Ford and her people because they can help you. You know, log on to her page, Shakima D. Ford. I'm sure all the information is there. I mean, she's not a sponsor of the show, but, you know, that's my girl, so I'm going to front her anyway until she gets a little bigger. Then I'll be looking for a check. But anyway, Shakima D. Ford, everybody, you know, you have some credit issues, you can check her out. She knows what she's doing. She ain't out to rip you off. You know, I know I want to walk into a dealership and just say, give me that one, and they give it to me. And that would be pretty nice. You know, so if your credit is bad, it doesn't have to stay that way. You can get in touch. Hit her up, Shakima D. Ford. Hit her up on her Facebook page. Facebook, Instagram, she's all over the place. Hit her up, talk to her. You know, all information is confidential. She's not going to tell everybody that your credit is horrible. You know, so just hit her up and trust that she will get the job done. You heard that from me, and I would not tell you to hit somebody up if I didn't believe in them. All right, everybody, it's about 12 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. The Cardinals and the 49ers tonight. That's going to be a bloodbath, but you know what? It's upset time because the Cardinals, the 49ers are 6-0 or something like that. 6-0, I believe they are, and 6-0, 7-0, and I smell an upset. Yes, I do. I smell an upset. So. Tonight, 8 o'clock, it's the Cardinals and the 49ers. I'm not sure who's going to who. I believe the Cardinals have gone to San Francisco to play the 49ers. I'm not sure where the stadium is. Somewhere out there. Hopefully nowhere near the forest fires that are blazing out of control over there. Man, it must be, wow. You know, to be out there, and I heard the LeBron James and some of the other people who big names have had to abandon their homes. So yeah, I think that out there, the wildfires is a real problem. I wouldn't want to live out there, at least not in the areas where the forests are. No, thank you. But I could definitely live, you know, over here, Miami, someplace. I'd rather deal with the wind and fire. So anyway, it's about just a few minutes before the hour, everybody. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So, yeah, so we need our black women. Y'all got to support us. Black women need to support us, brothers. We got it coming from every side. We got it coming from all over the place. Movies, television, industry, the emasculation of black men is taking place. Look how many, you know, black people who play gays. The show, what was that, Moonshine, Moonbeam, whatever case like that, but the man won the Oscar for being gay in the movie. You know, in that movie, Moonbeams, Moon something or other. Two Oscars. Michelle Ali, I think his name was. And he won two Oscars in the movie where the men were gay. The black men were gay. So we got this stuff coming from all over the place, and we need our black women to support us a few minutes before the hour. So yeah, so with Trump, the impeachment is on. Of course, it was on party lines. Not one Republican voted for it, of course. You know, they were scared to death of Trump anyway. So not one Republican voted for the impeachment of Mr. Trump. Not one. And there were two Democrats who voted against it. I'm not sure who they were, but there were two Democratic congressmen who voted against impeachment, too, which is kind of a surprise because all the Republicans voted no. And two congressmen, Democratic congressmen, voted yes. So we're going to see what's going on with this. You know, you just don't want to see this stuff. I know a lot of you out there who just can't stand Trump and would like to see him go. But if Trump leaves, it's not going to be. First of all, if Trump leaves, you'll have to deal with Pence. Now, the difference between Trump and everybody else is Trump says what's actually on his mind. A lot of these people are thinking what Trump thinks, but they won't say anything. They know better. And Trump is probably like a carbon copy. I mean, Pence is a carbon copy of Trump. And what you're going to get, you're going to get the same policies. You're going to get the same executive decisions. You're going to get to see. You're going to get Trump, but in a more respectable version of Trump. That's exactly what you're going to get if Trump eventually gets voted out of office. And then you got to deal with the people who the never Trumpers. I mean, the always Trumpers, the permanent Trumpers. Those people, they're not going to just say, oh, well, you know, we'll vote for him next time. No, there's going to be some dust-ups if Trump is removed from office. Take my word for it. You see what the umpire said the other day, the Major League umpire, you know, and he didn't say who he was going to go after, but come on, we already know. We already know who they're going to come after if Trump is voted out of office. We know who the Trump supporters are going to come after. They're going to come after minorities, exactly, you know, Mexicans, Black, Jews, the people that they don't like. I don't know about the Jews, but I know Mexicans and Blacks are going to be the top of the list on their targets. And so, yeah, that's definitely going to go. It's definitely going to go down like that. But anyway, I'm about to break. It's a few minutes before the hour, everybody. And your Black women out there, support us. Support us. We need you. We need our Black women to have our back, to support us, to love us, to respect us. And stop thinking that, you know, the worst of us. Stop thinking that we, you know, we got 10 baby mamas and stuff like that. I ain't got a baby. Well, I do have one baby mama who I'm not even going to talk about because, you know, it just would just be better off not saying anything. Like my mama used to say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. I don't have anything good to say about her, so I won't say anything at all. But y'all already know a little bit of the story. Anyway, yeah, so the proceedings will start. So it's going to be, you know, one thing, like I said last week, one thing Trump has done is that he has revived the news media in a really big way. He is revived the news media. All right, everybody, it's time to watch a football game, smoke a cigar. I'm so ready to smoke my cigar. So, everybody, we'll see you back here next Thursday. Shout out to Skip Dillard from 107.5 WBLS. Still haven't met with him. I hope he's not pulling my chain. We're supposed to meet sometime next week, so we'll see how that works out. Anyway, shout out to him. Shout out to everybody else. Shout out to Eric Dawson, you know, who I hope to get some of those graphics. Eric, your show was great if you're listening. And congratulations to Lamont Gates. All right, I'm out. I'm getting ready to break out of here, everybody. Take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice than that. We may not have it all together, but together, yes, we can have it all. Thank you so much. Time to smoke.